It's time for the Breakfast Gang, brought to you by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer and one-a-day brand vitamins. Halo, the shampoo that glorifies your hair. And Calumet baking powder.
Come on, get out of the hay. The breakfast is here, right in your day. We'll bring your laughter and music and song. Chase all your worries, you won't have them long. Wake up, start yawning, we'll open your eyes. Have you been going with our exercise? Breakfast is ready, we'll start with a bang. And wish you good morning from the Breakfast Gang.
If you're just joining us,
everybody, and welcome to the Breakfast Gang.
Ken Ackerman and Ed Brady are with us, of course, veterans of the radio business and broadcasting in San Francisco, and they're here talking with us about some of the old shows. By the way, just to pick up some loose ends from last hour, we had some calls. People wanted to know, where can you get catalogs for some of these programs? Are these programs, some of these old shows, on tape? If so, how would we go about acquiring them? We had a couple of sources. People called in. There's a place called the Radio Vault. The Radio Vault in Wyandotte, Michigan. That's outside of Detroit, Wyandotte. And that's spelled Wyandotte, Wyandotte, the area code. Well, I know this can't be the right area code. The area code in outside Detroit would be 313.
That's your stomping ground, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, unless it's a different... maybe Wyandotte is 616,
get
folks.
A three-year operator.
But the telephone number is 534-1039. Or the Society... for the Preservation of Radio Drama, Variety, and Comedy. Now, this is a well-known group, certainly. We got some information from them. They are in Hollywood, Los Angeles. Area code 213-947-9800. And also the public library might have something on it.
But you can't buy tapes from public library.
No.
You can get the tapes from the
catalog.
Frank Knight mentioned another source called Spurback. I don't know how you'd find them, but he thinks they're down in Southern California.
Well, that's the acronym for the society. Okay, now, the Breakfast Club, the Reign Supreme.
Was that the number one program, by the way? It was a very popular program, but it came from the house on 1000 Van Ness, KFRC, and KFRC was foremost in producing that sort of program. In the 30s, they had the Blue Monday Jamboree, the Happy-Go-Lucky Hour, the Carefree Carnival, and later on, this program, what we just heard an excerpt of, the Breakfast Gang.
And it was all live orchestras in the
absolutely,
studio, right?
Absolutely.
Tommy Harris was
Tommy
the vocalist.
Harris, yes, he was.
Was Merv Griffin there at that
time? Merv Griffin was. Now, Merv Griffin came along. He was a pudgy little guy. Came up. I've got a little cut of him. He'll tell
you the story.
He
used to be a singer with Lyle Bardo's orchestra.
Lyle Bardo and later on Freddie Martin's orchestra. But anyway, let's hear another program from the early days at KFRC.
Merv Griffin sings. On the street of dreams, dreams broken in two can be made like new. On the street of dreams.
Yes, friends, here is music for you with Lyle Bardo and his orchestra and featuring your favorite songs as sung by America's romantic young singing star, Merv Griffin.
Poor, no one is poor, long as love is sure. On the street of dreams.
Hi there, neighbors, this is Merv.
1948, Merv Griffin, huh?
1948, right.
Oh, now one of the biggest names in show business, not to mention business in general.
The question was a minute ago, how did Merv get his start at KFRC? He was on, of course, with his own live show in 1948, but I talked with him, I think it was last year. Yes, it was last year I talked with him and asked him that very question. How did you get your start? What was it all about in the early days of KFRC?
And I walked in as a high school graduate, that's about all, with my friend Cal Jader, who had gone to high school with me, and he was at that time a drummer. And he went with me, and I was going to audition for a piano player. Alan Lisser said, well, we don't need any piano players, but we're losing our singer, Tommy Harris. He's going off to the war. Can you sing? And Cal Jader thought it was funny. So Merv's a great singer. And we conned the guy, and I played the piano, and I sang a song called Sleigh Ride in July, which Dick Hames at that time had as a big hit record. And I'll be darned, they piped it into Bill Papp's office, and he came in, and he looked at this large kid, you know, with a 46 waist and about 240 pounds sitting at the piano. And he said, well, what the heck, it's radio, nobody will see him, and he has a romantic voice, and they gave me the show. It all started as a joke and ended up, you know, as a lifetime career.
You say he was really overweight at that point, huh?
Yeah, he was a little butterball.
He still is a little pudgy.
And let's take a call. You mentioned Lou Pfeiffer, too.
Lou Pfeiffer was the announcer on that program. Yes,
Lou and I came from Denver, my hometown.
You remember Lou, yes.
Sure.
Tall,
and he was an organist also. He used to play the pipe organ there.
Really?
At KFRC.
Yeah.
Is he still around?
He is, yes. He's got into honest work now. He's out of announcing. He's an insurance broker down the peninsula.
Okay, a lot of folks want to talk to you. And they've been waiting for a while. Here's Andy in Dublin. You're on KCBS, Andy.
Good evening, gentlemen. Enjoy your show while I'm driving home from work.
Thank you.
My question was, who played Little Beaver with the Red Rider radio show back in, I believe it was in the mid-40s?
Oh, boy. That's a Frank Knight type answer. Yeah. You don't know that either.
That's a sticker.
All right, we'll try to get that answer for you. Steve in Roanoke Park, KCBS.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
A lot of the old radio transcriptions, not the musical ones, but the dramatic ones, sound to me as if they are played back faster than they were recorded. Even in one of those Jack Webb things you played maybe 15, 20 minutes ago sounded that way.
Sure, that's...
Imagination, or...?
No, that's very possible because you may have heard a fifth-generation recording. It may have been recorded by a tape recorder, then on another tape recorder with a little different speed, and maybe somebody recorded it at home, and then it was recorded commercially. So maybe the fifth or sixth generation, it did change speed. So that could happen, yes.
But when they were originally broadcast, they were not... speed it up?
Absolutely not. Never. No reason for that, no.
Thanks. All right, let's go to Dave in Vallejo. KCBS, Dave, good evening.
Good evening, yes. For anyone who have a comment and also a question, for anyone who want those old radio shows, I found that you can get them in some stores, I believe mostly in the record stores. The brand name is Radio Rerun.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Radio Reruns.
Yes.
In the regular record store, like Tower Records, some of the others?
I believe so. Well, one would have to look hard for them.
Sure. I'll write that down. Radio Reruns.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks a lot, Dave.
Yes. And plus, one thing, my question about KCBS is, I know you've been on the air since 1909, but when was it first... KQW, and when did it make the transition to KCBS?
Okay, was that the first KQW.
KQW. Well, let me go back to the 30s. The CBS station in the 30s was KSFO. And KSFO, CBS, they were located then in the Palace Hotel annex off Annie Street at the Palace Hotel. And then it was in, I believe it was 41, early 42, that KSFO was relieved of CBS, and KQW became the CBS station. And that was in 1942, and I believe it was 1949. We either increased power to 50,000 watts in 49 or changed call letters to KCBS in 49. I can't recall which it was now.
One of the KJBS came in there, too.
KJBS and KQW. KJBS stands for Julius Brunton and Son. He had a garage on Pine Street in San Francisco. Do you remember in the old days there was a big tower on Pine Street at Franklin?
Went right over the garage.
That's right, yeah. Mm-hmm. That was the old KCBS studio.
It was a powerful station, too.
It was.
10,000 watts.
It's still on the air. It's now KFAX, an all-religious station.
That's right.
One of the first of the all-news stations, by the way.
Was this the first broadcasting station?
This was, yeah. Well, the lineage goes back to 1909 when Dr. David Harold...
And this is the first station on the air.
Presumably the first station on the air to present programming, if you would call programming, playing a record that people could hear on a crystal set or a radio set at home. Yes.
Okay, let's go.
But non-commercial, of course, at that time.
Let's go to a friend of Ed's here on the line with some memories of the late, great Don Sherwood. George and Milbrae, you're on KCBS.
Go ahead, George.
George, you there? Well, I'm sorry, that's the second time we've lost George. Let's try to Irene, see what happened to George there. And George, if you're listening, please, we've got an open line. Call right now, we're ready for you. Patty in Walnut Creek, good evening, Patty.
Hello. Didn't KQW start in San Jose?
It did indeed. It started in San Jose. As a matter of fact, when they hired me in early 42, they, in quotes, farmed me down to San Jose. We had announcers in San Jose, and 51% of our station identifications had to come from San Jose because we were licensed there. So we had to say KQW San Jose, and we tried to be a little tricky. We would say KQW, San Jose. San Francisco Studios, Palace Hotel.
And your voice has not changed since.
Well, I don't know whether to thank you or not.
Well...
That's a compliment.
It was always very soothing to me in the middle of the night when...
Music till dawn.
Baby woke me up. Anyway, do you remember that for many, many years, the only voices that you heard on radio, other than drama, were male voices?
Absolutely. We had no male announcers anywhere in San Francisco.
No females whatsoever.
No female announcers. We had all male announcers at KCBS, KNBR. You were all male. The Hell of Wolf,
we did have gal personalities, Marjorie King, yes, and Jane Lee and people like that.
Well, we had cooking type ladies. We had Catherine Kitchen and Wanda Ramey, who was Jane Todd. Mm-hmm. And there were personality types, but no women announcers.
Did Phyllis Diller ever get on the air? Now, she started
at
Russ
KRL.
Was she on the air?
She was the record librarian at
I don't know if she ever got on the air there or not.
I don't know.
She might have snuck on.
I don't think Todd let her on.
No, if Dave McElhattan is listening, he'll call and talk because he was a friend of Phyllis.
All right.
Well, the very first woman's voice that I found that I could stand to listen to was Ruth Anderson. Before that, she was...
Ruth Lee?
Was Connie Moffat for O'Connor.
Oh, that's right.
O'Connor and Moffat. And she was Jane Lee for, what was that line of women's lingerie? I think for Capitol.
She must have been an actress.
All right. Thank you. Let's go now. We've got George and Melbury back. George?
Hey,
how are you doing?
Do you have a date somewhere?
I got a call from my daughter. But I'm back.
This is the world famous George Cerruti.
Hey.
George.
Hey,
welcome.
You got my good friend Ed Brady on with you.
You bet. And golfer.
The outstanding golfer of Northern California, Ed Brady.
Not really.
Ask him. But anyhow, I got a thing here of Don. If you just be a little patient, listen to it, and you're going to hear him sing, too. You know, nobody knew he was a pretty good singer.
This is on KSFO, right?
Yeah. This was on, actually, from a tape that we did on KGO.
Okay, what year?
About 1956 or 57.
Oh, great.
Right. Great.
So take a listen, and you'll hear him talk first. And there's a little blip there, and then you'll hear him sing, okay?
Okay, George.
Listen, here it goes.
Into a pair of pants because we are about to have a greased pig chase. In honor of the Santa Clara County Fair, they brought a small greased pig up, or a small pig, and we greased him, and George Cerruti and I are going to chase him around a bit. And as far as that goes, he may get out in the audience, and if any of you get any grease on you or are trampled by the pig, sue me.
Somebody loves me, I wonder who, I wonder who she can be. Somebody loves me, I wish I knew.
Can you hear it?
Oh yeah, it's coming through great, thank you.
Okay, I'll keep it going.
All right.
For every girl who passes by, I shout, hey, maybe you would like to be my loving baby. Somebody loves me, I wonder who. Thank you.
Are you guys still there?
You know, this is, I think we should mention George Cerruti, the man who just provided this Don Sherwood tape, is the musician, the accordion player, the piano player. You were behind Don Sherwood on that.
George, what year was that? Do you know what year that was, George?
Huh?
1956, he said.
Yeah, 1956.
All right. George, we'll be right back to you, okay? Got to take a short break.
Yeah.
We'll get back to your calls for Ed Brady, Ken Ackerman, Old Time Radio on the news station, a special edition of Night Beat. We're going to midnight. Stay with us.
Valuable to
Ken, we want to thank, of course, George Cerruti for providing that marvelous tape of Don Sherwood. I can't believe it. He played that over the telephone line.
Beautiful.
I can't believe how talented
line.
Don Sherwood is. That's over 30. That's,
you know,
33
Sherwood
years
started
old.
Here as an announcer. He and I were announcers.
At CBS?
Oh, yes, yes. He started at the old KCBS years ago, back in the, right after World War II.
Well, then he did a Nick and Nudnik show.
Nick and Nudnik, yes.
Was that on KFRC?
Was he, I don't know. I thought it was
KLX.
No,
KLX,
wasn't it? Yeah, I think it was. KLX,
or
yes.
KROW. One of, yes. I think it was KROW.
But then he went from KCBS and became the big star later on.
Do you remember Bruce Sedley?
Bruce Sedley,
came
yes.
from KROW. He later went on Channel 4 and had a little dummy on his lap that he used to do scenes with.
He was no dummy.
He was no dummy. He invented the card slot key system for doors.
Uh-huh.
And is now a retired millionaire in Hawaii.
Oh, boy.
All right, let's take some more calls. And oh, by the way, we had a call off the air. Ken Ackerman, whatever happened to Captain Ted? Captain Ted Thomas.
Yeah,
used
Ted
to come
Thomas. Ted Thomas was our traffic flyer here for let's say a number of years, 3 years or more. This was in the 70s on KCBS. He and John Strachan.
Wasn't he one of the first traffic reporters?
Oh, I would say yes. He was
one
of the first. But anyway, Ted got into investments and more investments, and now he's a wealthy man, and I suppose maybe he owns a fleet of airplanes.
He doesn't need to fly traffic.
Like
he and Bruce
right
Sedley retired into their mansions.
Let's go to Loretta. Hi, Loretta, KCBS. Good evening to you.
Well, how are you?
Fine.
I'm doing my tax work, and I'm enjoying your program very much, and especially about One Man's Family. My brother-in-law, deceased Clinton Buddy Twist, who was the author of this book that Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz made, did many special events. I Love a Mystery, One Man's Family, did the special events when the Swallows came back to California. And I wondered if you have any records of his voice that you would play from your library.
My goodness, I don't have any personally, but I would bet to either my friend Frank Knight or Dave Amaral or Jack Bethards or somebody in the Bay Area would have. But no, I personally don't have it. I'm sorry.
That was a familiar name, Buddy Twist.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Thank you, Loretta. Here's Jack in Concord, KCBS.
Hi, I didn't catch the first part of your program, so I don't know if you're talking
about... We just got started. Don't worry about it, Jack.
Okay. Well, I didn't know if you were talking about things that were only from up here in the Bay Area or if you're radio programs in general.
No, all of them.
I can remember one from, I don't know, it was probably around 100 years ago or so, back when I was a child. It was called Night Editor, and it was really, I don't know, is that around?
Well, I'll tell you, Jack, we played an excerpt from that the last hour. I'm sorry you missed it. The night editor was Hal Burdick.
Yes.
And it originated in our Palace Hotel studios, and it was on CBS, the entire Pacific Network from San Francisco. Mm-hmm. Clancy Cassell and I shared the announcing chores on that.
You just did it last hour?
The last hour, yes.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Frank Lovejoy had a show called Night Beat.
Night Beat, yeah.
You remember that?
I do, yes.
All right. That was also about a reporter, right?
What a good actor. What a fine actor he was. Talking about Hal Burdick, I mentioned earlier, Robert, that Hal was a fine actor and his wife was a fine actress. Mm-hmm. She played the role of Dr. Kate in broadcasting. And her name was Cornelia Burdick. And would you like to hear an excerpt of her, just a small portion of the introduction to her program? This was produced at your plant, Ed. Maybe you remember it was called Tonight at 9:30. Produced at the old KPO at 111 Sutter Street.
That was just ahead of my time.
Well, here's one from February 1945, NBC San Francisco, Tonight at 9:30.
Tonight at 9:30, a radio drama from San Francisco, the city theater people call the best theater town in the country. Now here's Dad, the old stage doorkeeper, to tell you about tonight's play.
Well, sir,
Tonight's play is the kind that's just cut to my measure, as William Shakespeare might have said. It's the story of an old-time actress. And bless them, there's not many of that kind left. Ladies like May Robeson and Marie Dresler and Trixie Braganza. But about tonight's play. It's the story of old Mrs. Blowden. In her day, she was the greatest Clytemnestra, and a wonderful Cleopatra, and a beautiful Juliet. Right now, as the curtain goes up, she's in her boarding house reading Lady Macduff with her grandson.
Sarah, and what will you do now? How will you live?
With birds, do my...
What? With worms and flies?
With what I get.
That was the voice of Cornelia Burdick, the wife of Hal Burdick, who was the night editor, and that was from 1945 in San Francisco, produced at NBC, KPO in San Francisco. All tonight at 9:30, the name of it.
More, we'll take your calls. Ronald in Palo Alto, Cliff San Rafael, Pete in San Francisco. We'll get to you, and we have an open line, too. If you had a busy signal earlier, 1-800-228-KCBS. Ken Ackerman and Ed Brady are here.
Yes, and that, incidentally, was the voice of my old friend and co-worker, Bud Heide.
Great announcer from KPO, there. Yes.
Yes, yes. You know, Bud and I started in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
He started about a year or two ahead of me, and then I followed him at the same station, the old Blue Network station.
Yes.
Then he came out here, and I followed him out here.
I used to hear Bud when I was in service in Alaska. He had the KPO had a great signal up.
Oh, yeah. He used to do Sweetheart Swing Time.
All right. Here's the news of Franklin. Back to more Old Time Radio.
You're listening to the news station, News 74. KCBS.
Where the news watch never stops, I'm Frank Knight. Here's what's happening tonight, News 74.